So right now, man, you're tonight you have a show, what, Alabama?
Yeah, we're in Mobile.
Soul Kitchen?
Tonight.
And you're with Papa Molly?
Yeah. Hold on a second. Is Papa Molly with us? Yeah, he is. Yep. Things have got mixed up because we had some cancellations on the tour. But yeah, he's with us tonight.
Yeah, you guys had an illness there, huh?
Yeah, yep. But Rich is doing better and everything's good. And last night was his first night back, so it's good. It's good to be playing again.
You guys rocked the joint last night, I bet.
Yeah, it was fun. It was sold out in advance in Birmingham, so it was nice.
Very cool. Oh, good. It was sold out. So you also, you had a little percussion clinic before it?
I did, yeah, right before it.
Right before. You're a busy guy, huh?
Yeah, keeping pretty busy.
Did they label you ADHD when you were a kid or no?
No, they did not. I think I was a kid before all that started happening.
Yeah, me too. But, yeah, they might have looked into people like us.
Maybe. I was definitely hyper, though.
You don't sit still, man. You got so many projects always going on. Right now you're probably thinking about three things ahead of time.
Right, yeah.
It works. You put together some really great packages for people to listen to, including all the work with Galactic, of course. You're going to be coming around my way on the 28th of February, but that's going to be your trio.
Right.
And is that sort of in support of the newest album, 3?
It is in support, yes.
Absolutely, I thought so. Just minus Robert Walter?
Right, yeah, he's going to be out touring, I think probably with the Graveyard All-Stars.
Right. So. And that's Brian Coogan will be in place of.
Right.
Well, that's a nice substitute.
Yeah, not bad at all.
No, and of course Will Bernard is the third.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah, I have yet to hear the album. I'm a little tardy in getting that, I think. But from what I'm reading review-wise, the album itself is doing quite well.
Yeah, it's doing good. It was well-received, and, it's doing fine. It's clipping right along, so that's good.
How would you compare the album to the others? You know, I know that you recorded it in a special place.
Right.
Purposely.
Right. Well, you know, with the first record, I put together a couple of different configurations of musicians, and same with the second. And I wanted to have a little bit more continuity personnel-wise on this record. So I wanted to have, you know, Robert and Will be the core of the record and then just add horns on top on a couple of things. And that's what we did. And it works great. And so, you know, with the other thing, I had a couple of different lineups. You know, mixing up the lineups a little bit on the records, which was fun. But you know, I wanted to get something that had a little bit more continuity throughout the record, and also just making music in a very natural way, of us just kind of rehearsing, you know, writing and then rehearsing and stuff, and then actually playing it on some gigs, and then going in and recording the record.
Yeah. Yeah, I look forward to tasting that new album for sure. Now, musically, the trio then is very different, of course, from Galactic and or Garage à Toi.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So people can kind of expect what when they go see this show on the 28th at
Regatta Bar.
That's it, Regatta.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely still groove based and energetic and interactive, and it's just a different group of guys, so it's, you know, naturally going to sound different, but it's still based in, you know, groove and improvisation, and but you know, there's a lot of good songs. Robert is a great songwriter, and so is Will Bernard. So they both have a nice book each, you know, of tunes to draw from, and then of course have a few tunes that we've contributed to.
Very cool. You're getting ready at the mid March to head. Galactic is heading on over to the third annual Jam in Amsterdam. Jam in the Dam.
Right.
Have you done that before?
We have not. We were supposed to do it last year when they were doing it for like 2 weekends, but one of the weekends got canceled, so we didn't do it.
Oh, bummer. What are your expectations going into that? What do you think of it?
I think it should be fun. You know, it's going to be nice just to be in one place for a few days, and that'll be cool. I like that. And, you know, we've been to Amsterdam a few times, so it's fun. We like it.
Yeah, it's a good time, huh?
Yeah, it's fine. I'm looking forward to just kind of relaxing and chilling out.
And, yeah. Now, Amsterdam offers a little bit of that, I guess. Now, when you go overseas like that, Do you find you get to chill out enough?
It depends, you know. It depends on where we're going, and if you know. But with Amsterdam, I'll be in one place for 3 days, and we're just playing 3 days at the same place, and I don't have to move around a lot. So hopefully, I'll get to just chill and kind of go at my own pace, and I won't be running around
maybe
trying to do 3 gigs in one day.
Yeah, and soak in a little culture, maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I think that would be good for the musical soul always.
Yeah.
Last year, man, I caught Motorhead, and opening for Motorhead was Corrosion of Conformity. Two of my favorite heavy bands, Motorhead and COC. What's your association here with COC?
Well, I recorded their latest record, and the connection there is that I've just known Pepper Keenan for a long time, and we've become buddies over the years, and he knew that I played heavier music as you know when I was younger, and so he's come out and seen me on so many different gigs, and he knows what I'm capable of, and so he was trying a few different drummers and wasn't really satisfied with what they were getting, so he called me up and was like, "Man, I know you could do this," you know, and I happened to be available at the time that they wanted to do it, so we went into the studio, we went into Galactic Studio at the time, and knocked it out, and everybody was pleased with the results.
Yeah, their new album rocks, man. I didn't look at the liner notes. That's very cool. I got to check that out. I think more people should check that out. So what kind of bands did you listen to growing up then? Were you Sabbath or deeper than that?
Yeah, you know, I started getting into a classic thing when I was, classic rock stuff when I was, mid-high school, and started checking out Sabbath and Led Zeppelin and Jimi Hendrix and Deep Purple and The Who, and from there I started wanting to get into jazz and stuff, but I was also getting into punk rock like Black Flag and a whole bunch of other things that at the time that a lot of us were checking out, and I was going to punk rock shows and stuff. And then I started getting into jazz and started with Miles Davis and stuff, and then started getting into John Coltrane, and that really kind of got me sucked into the whole jazz thing and started getting into the meters and all that. So started realizing that I liked playing improvisational groove music. You know, hooked up with Galactic and dug doing that. And so a lot of people became aware of me through that avenue, but I've also, played all kinds of other stuff, and, Corrosion of Conformity being one of those examples.
That's a great example. I'd love to see you play with the new Black Sabbath.
Yeah.
That would be a good invite right there. Hey, I want to thank you for your time, but before we go, first I want to pitch your website. If folks want to check more out about you and what you're up to and all your bandmates and gigs and lessons and books and tapes, everything, man, they can head to stantonmoore.com.
Right on.
That's the best place to go, Stanton Moore.
It is, yeah. There's a MySpace thing, too, but the more inclusive site is StantonMoore.com.
Yeah, so people can head on over there. And anything on a personal or social level that you'd like to mention in the continual efforts to assist in the rebuilding efforts of the New Orleans musical community?
Well, I mean, things are still rough down there. I mean, there's some neighborhoods that are okay. I'm very lucky to be in a neighborhood that's all right, but there are neighborhoods that are just still completely devastated, and it's really sad. And, people still need help, and the most important thing people can do is just go down to New Orleans and go see music and go out to the restaurants and just support it economically. And if you want to go down and volunteer for Habitat for Humanity, or if you want to donate to Tipitina's Foundation, you can go to tipitinas.com. And the foundation, we started up a workshop for kids. A lot of kids don't have music programs at their schools anymore, so we have this session every Sunday, and kids can come play with professional musicians, and the bands that have done it have been Galactic, and Down actually did one.
Really?
Imagine that, yeah. And
wow, that's interesting.
Bonorama and my trio, and everything from jazz to heavy metal, and he gives the kids a chance to experience all kinds of different music, and so that's every Sunday from 12:30 to 3:30, and that's funded by the Tipitina's Foundation. So, people can go click on tipitinas.com, and donate to the foundation, and that helps keep all these programs that are revitalizing the scene alive.
Yeah,
and, you know, Habitat for Humanity is actually building houses, and you know, just going down there and enjoying yourself helps.
Yeah, man, right on. And those kids deserve the right to explore musically.
Yeah, exactly.
We all had a pretty good chance. Kids definitely need to be able to explore. So that's great. Thank you very much for sharing that. And I'll catch you sometime around here, and tell Papa Molly Mr. G says hi.
Okay, I will.
All right, brother. Good to talk to you, and take care.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.